I'm Sarah Lippman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishle, Proverbs, Chapter 2. Chapter 2 carries a very strong theme throughout, the desperate urgency of searching for truth as if your life depends upon it. Chapter 2 includes the word Ma'agal, circle, three times. That's 21 times more frequent than the word appears in the rest of the book of Mishle, and a whopping 401 times more frequently than the word appears in the rest of Tanakh. Ma'agal is quite an unusual word. Let's see what we can learn about the meaning of this word, Ma'agal. We will be using the teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch as the overall basis for our study. The first instance in the Torah of a word sharing the root, Ma'agal, circle, is in Bereishis chapter 15, wherein Eglah, a frolicking calf, is described as an example of a suitable offering to God. If an animal is described as an offering, that means that it carries an aspect of human personality that is suitable for offering to God. What is the personality of the Eglah that we share? An Eglah, a young calf, is in its early beginning developing phases of life, and it's full of energy. It frolics, it runs, it jumps. It moves like a cow. Cows don't like to move in straight lines. Cows like to move in circles. But it moves like a cow with lively energy. It jumps, it runs, always in a circle, always checking to see where its mother is and reorient around her. It revolves around her. So one insight we get from Eglah, a frolicking calf, is that that kind of behavior is a primary, optimal way to serve God. We can serve God joyously, live life energetically, running, leaping, spinning, trying to hold on to that youthful energy. Never quite on one line, never quite in one space, but always orbiting a unified center. So a ma'agal is a circle, but more particularly, it defines movement in a circle. When it comes to traveling on a path, a ma'agal is a circuitous path, because sometimes that's the best way to get where you're going. What do we know about the meaning of a circle? The word ma'agal, circle, is exceedingly rare in Torah outside of Mishle. One place we find the word ma'agal used is in Shmuel Aleph, chapter 26, V'Sha'ul Shochev ba-ma'agal. Shaul, King Saul, was sleeping in the encirclement. V'ha'am chonim sevivosav. The nation was encamped around him. We see from this that a circle surrounds a center point, in this case, King Saul, Shaul. In fact, that is the definition of a circle. It is all the points equidistant from the center. This means the center point defines the circle. All points on a circle are the same distance from the center, but each of them is at a different angle from the center. Their approach is different. Any two points which were both equidistant from a point and coming from the same angle would be the same point. They would not define a circle. So a key element of a circle is the difference between the points. From each point, the approach is directly toward the center, but each point is different from every other point on the circle. Just as each point in myself, my hands, my feet, my head, my eyes, my ears, my elbows, all can be serving my central and unified goals, but each are different and each contribute differently. The history of the Jewish nation begins with our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, each an individual, each a father in his own right. But when we reach Yaakov, Jacob, he has 12 sons. Each son fathers an entire tribe, an entire nation within a nation. God blesses Yaakov with a multiplicity of children, a multiplicity of nations who are, however, one single nation, one single unit. Each tribe, each son, has a different personality. When Yaakov blesses them, he blesses each one according to his own gifts. Each son and each tribe has diverse characteristics. Some are merchants, some are farmers, some are teachers. As a model nation, a nation leading the way, carrying the torch for humanity, the Jewish people cannot be a one-sided personality. We can't be represented as one person. Through 12 different tribes, we have a vivid illustration, a living illustration of the sanctification of human life and the value of the individual, each one different, not one like the other, but forming a single nation. The divine covenant of Torah does not depend on only one particular way of life, or one characteristic personality, or one way of doing things. All people, all of mankind in all their diversity, all their types and personalities, God-given, are called to a unified mission of life revolving around God, like 12 tribes revolving around their father. Towards the end of his life, Yaakov found joy and comfort in the presence of all 12 of his children surrounding him, each different, each blessed. And in this he saw that his family was shlema, complete, in the kind of perfection and completion and shalom, shlemos, when different people, different forces, are working together to create a whole. In fact, our sages teach us that in the future, the 12 tribes, the righteous ones, will dance in a circle in the Garden of Eden with God's holy glory at the center. This joyous dance around God, what an image! The joy of a life that revolves around godliness and centeredness, that celebrates the personal individual success of coming to him with my unique talents and abilities, while simultaneously celebrating the difference of everyone else's success along with me, without whom I would not have a complete circle. Each of us approaching him differently from who we are and equidistant from the center. So let's take what we've learned about a ma'gal, a circle or a curving root, and apply it to the verses in Mishlei chapter 2. Verse 9, Az tavin tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim, kol ma'gal tov. Then you will understand equity and justice and fairness, every good course. Verse 15, Asher archosehem ikshim u'nelozim b'ma'galosam. Their ways are crooked, those who are perverse in their course. Verse 18, Ki shacha el maves beisah. Her house declines towards death, and her course curves towards the lifeless. Verses 20 and 21. Leman telech bederech tovim, in order that you shall walk on a good path, ve'archos tzadikim tishmor, and keep the paths of the righteous. Ki yesharim yishkenu aretz, for the upright will dwell in the land forever, usamimim yivasru va, and those who are wholehearted will remain in it. I find it deeply moving in this chapter, the way the voice of Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, carries through across the ages. He's speaking to his children, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, his descendants who will be kings after him, giving them guidance, desperately wanting them to succeed and to be righteous and to be good kings. Bini, im tikach amorai u'mitzvosai titzponitach, my child, accept my words, treasure my commandments to yourself. Lehakshiv lachochma oznecha, tatel li b'chal latvuna. Make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your mind to insight. Ki'im labina sikra, latvuna titein kolecha. If you will just call out for understanding, give voice to discernment. Im tivakshena hakosef, v'chamatmonim techapsena. Seek it like you would seek money, search for it as for hidden treasure. Oz tavin yiras Hashem, then you will understand awe of God, vidas Elokim timtza, and you will discover knowledge of God. Ki Hashem yitain chachma mipiv das usvuna, God grants wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and discernment, from his words. Yitzpon laisharim tushia, he secures everlasting Torah for the upright. Magen laholchei som, he is a shield for those who walk in innocence. Linsor archos mishpat, safeguarding the paths of justice. V'derech chasidov yishmor, he protects the ways of those who love him. Why is wisdom so important? Why does King Solomon urge his children's children, his descendants after him? Why does he beg them, please, seek wisdom, seek God? This is a perfect example of Mishlei, of Proverbs, where Shlomo HaMelech relates a vivid image that we can connect to from our own life and our own experience And from there, follow the line of thinking into deeper understanding and meaning that can change our hearts and change our actions. As a gold nose ring in the snout of a pig that's wallowing in filth cannot make the pig more beautiful, alas for the beautiful body that decorates a mind that spends its time in filth. Shlomo HaMelech begs his children, seek Torah, seek truth, remember what you're looking for, because no matter how much you dress up the outside attractiveness, unless your mind and thoughts are beautiful, the attraction will quickly give way to revulsion at what is really on the inside. There is a real person wearing your body garment. There is a real person in that seductive lady wearing a lovely body garment. We need to be constantly searching for truth, searching for real beauty, ennoblement, elevation within ourselves and within those we come into contact with. And that will preserve us from the Isha Zara, the seductive woman who is not our own. The worst thing about being seduced by something attractive that turns out to be empty, or worse, filthy, is not the death and destruction to our homes and lives that follows. The worst thing is the loss of our relationships, the loss of our own development, the lost relationship with God, our Father, with Torah, our friend and sister. In chapter 7, Shlomo says, Emor lechachma achosi at, say to wisdom, you are my sister, umodala vina sikra, and call to insight, you are my friend. Wisdom, insight. These are our siblings that our Father has put at our side, holding their hands out, waiting to help us walk on a journey that will take us somewhere beautiful and special. It's desperately urgent to seek Torah and seek wisdom and seek truth, as if our lives depend on it, and our lives do depend on it. Thank you for studying together with me, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.